Maybe the last thing followers of director Martin Scorsese would have expected after Goodfellas and Cape Fear was an adaptation of The Age of Innocence, Edith Wharton's classic novel about late 19th century New York society. And when the movie was delayed from a 1992 release until now, inquiring minds wanted to know whether Scorsese had gotten in over his head. Film critic Stephen Schiff went to find out.
If this is what Scorsese is like when he's in over his head, I suggest that he dunk himself regularly. The Age of Innocence is a heartbreakingly beautiful romance that is also virile and innovative and cinematically alive. It's a real Edith Wharton movie and a real Scorsese movie at the same time. And like so many of Scorsese's films, it's about the redemption that comes through suffering. What you might have doubted was that Scorsese could capture the tone of 1870s New York, not just the costumes and decor, but the way people walked and talked and gestured. You can lay that worry to rest right away. The sense of authenticity in this movie is breathtaking, from the flowers that Scorsese turns into a symbol of the film's rising and falling passions to the way the food is arranged on the French china. But then you might expect that with all that meticulousness, Scorsese would lose the thrusting camera movement that's the hallmark of his style. You'd be wrong. Scorsese's camera glides through The Age of Innocence like one of the dancers in its ballrooms. And it's not just moving for the sake of movement. When the film's hero, a young lawyer named Newland Archer, strolls into a room, the camera takes on his gait and stops to peer at a painting with an archer-like cock of the head. It doesn't just photograph the painting, it peruses it. Archer's played by Daniel Day-Lewis. He's just announced his engagement to the equally well-born and conventional Mae Welland, played by Winona Ryder. But now Mae's cousin has returned to New York. She's the fascinating Ellen Olenska, played by Michelle Pfeiffer. And her European past is shrouded in scandal, so that much of New York society considers her persona non grata. Still, she does manage to show up at least one party where she engages Archer in insinuating conversation.
May I tell you what most interests me about New York? Not all the blind obeying of tradition, somebody else's tradition. It seems stupid to have discovered America only to make it a copy of another country. Do you suppose Christopher Columbus would have taken all that trouble just to go to the opera with Larry Laffey?
Well, I think if you'd suspected that Lefferts were here, the Santa Maria might never have left port.
And May, does she share these views?
Or if she does, she'd never say so.
Are you very much in love with her?
As much as a man can be.
Do you think there's a limit?
There is, I haven't found it.
Sable. It's really and truly a romance, then. Not in the least arranged.
Have you forgotten in our country we don't allow our marriages to be arranged?
Yes, I forgot. I'm sorry. I sometimes make these mistakes. I don't always remember that. Everything here is good. That was bad where I came from.
You don't need to have read the book to know that this is the beginning of an illicit romance. Scorsese and his co-writer Jay Cox have woven a screenplay in which what isn't said is almost as important as what is. And the acting conveys what the words don't. As Archer, Daniel Day-Lewis gives a performance that unfolds like one of the movie's bouquets, from repression to ardor to overwhelming loss. As his fiancée, Winona Ryder is the perfect innocent with a will of steel. And Michelle Pfeiffer is all you could want as Ellen Olenska. She makes the character's very forthrightness and honesty seem provocative, which in this rigid society, it is. Scorsese has adapted a masterpiece without a hint of masterpiece theater. The movie isn't for a moment stuffy or sluggish. It's full-blooded and passionate and genuinely sad. And certainly, so far, the best movie of the year.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.